All right, let's get to it. Little football on the field. David, what do you have?
Man, I'm so ready for the games to be played that count. I'm sick of this offseason crap. So let's do this.
What a great sales pitch for football today.
NFL or ESPN did a survey of 103 NFL players with six questions on quarterbacks. Today's league.
All right.
So we'll start with one of their questions here, which is the biggest trash-talking QB.
Got to be Mahomes.
Biggest trash-talking QB.
He never shuts up.
Mahomes is on the top vote-getters, but not number one.
Biggest trash-talking QB. Because I would have said Mahomes as well.
I'll give it to you.
Matthew Stafford?
No, please. It is Josh Allen. Josh Allen received the most votes for the biggest trash-talking QB. Baker Mayfield was number two.
I could see that.
And then Aaron Rodgers at number three.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers
just invites you off to the to do some peyote or something.
Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Look, the Josh Allen one, it's pretty easy. He's built like a transformer.
Yes.
He's bigger than some linemen.
Correct. So Burrow and C.J. Stroud were also at the bottom of the list. They got four votes.
Joe Burrow's a gentleman. You can't tell me otherwise.
Sure he
is. I figure Stafford would be at the bottom. Like, he just seems like the type that, hey, you're okay over there? All right. And Cousins. Cousins ain't talking trash.
Cousins a loser. Oh, nice hit, Mr. D. Lineman. I'll always be thankful for what he did at State. He was one of my favorite Spartans. He's one of my least favorite NFL players.
He shows respect, Mike.
Loser.
Very much so. He's asking about their kids and how's the family and everything.
I don't need any of that.
Hey, David, great hit. Hey, want to come to Bible study with me?
Next on the list, most underrated quarterback. You think the players voted the most underrated quarterback in the NFL?
I feel like Lamar has like a blood oath with players. Players love him, but he can't be underrated because he won the MVP.
Yeah, he's not voted as an underrated player.
Okay, good.
You know what? I'm gonna put Jared Goff on there.
He is tied for number three.
All right, nice guess. Underrated player.
Is my man on there, Brock Purdy?
I got one. Don't you dare. Brock Purdy?
He's tied for one.
Oh, God.
He is tied for one, and you all mentioned another person that's tied for three. You all just talked about him in the last one. It is Kirk Cousins. He is tied for third, along with Jordan Love and Bryce Young.
Okay, you
Bryce Young.
We'll just pretend on the last one.
Maybe they feel it's almost like Justin Fields. He doesn't have a team around him, and hopefully he can get a team around him before they beat him silly.
Yeah, but when are people going to let go of the Justin Fields thing? The whole league had a chance to get him. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted him. He goes to Pittsburgh. Rico, he can't beat Mr. Dangerous. No,
because I do think, baked. Mike, I think there is a saturation point, much like you saw with the David Carr, where you get beat up so much, you're useless.
You
have talent, you have skill, you have all of that, but mentally, you're baked.
That's what my dad says about Daniel Jones.
No,
I'm kidding.
So I said Purdy was tied at first. Who do you think he's tied with? Underrated.
Somebody you did not name?
Somebody did not name. Plays on the west side of the state, of the country.
Geno Smith?
Matthew Stafford.
Oh, I said Matthew Stafford.
You didn't say anything for this one.
Oh, I didn't?
Nope.
Oh,
such a liar.
You said trash talking is what you said.
Such
a
liar.
In the words of Kirk Cousins, golly gee willikers.
Oh, you can't trust somebody who doesn't cuss. It's factual.
All righty then. Most overrated quarterback.
Lamar Jackson. Just leave me in my world of spite.
He did not get a vote. No.
Well, the players are idiots.
Aaron Rodgers did not get a vote.
Overrated. Kyler Murray?
No.
Dak Prescott.
No, we already mentioned him as winning another category in this so far.
Josh Allen.
Yes. Most overrated quarterback. Yes.
Look, I think he's volatile. At his best, he's unbelievable. At his worst, you're going, Josh, it's year what in the league? You just threw another interception in the end zone. What are you doing?
Okay, now, was he talking about Josh Allen or was he talking about Dak Prescott? How is Dak not on this list?
He did not get a vote.
Everything you just said about Josh Allen, applicable to Dak.
Yeah, he did not get a vote. Tied for second was Hurts and Tua. And also receiving votes, Brock Purdy as most overrated quarterback.
I agree with those votes.
Mike, that's your vote. You did that. You're going to be a problem.
No, I'm not. Go ahead. God, I hate him.
I know you do.
And let's get
and
to
you take him for your Giants.
Top vote getters.
I swear to you. No, stop. I'm not going to allow that remark. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Could give me Brock Purdy for free. If he went to the Giants, he'd be out of the league in six games.
Okay, well, then you know what?
He'd be Irish farm boy DeVito. He would be the same thing. He's in a dream scenario out there in San Francisco.
So you're saying if Daniel Jones was in San Francisco,
you'd win four games.
He'd be on the cover of magazines.
No, he just blows. There's a difference. Brock Purdy as a Giant, we would still be ass. He's not good.
Lamar as a Giant.
We would make the playoffs. He's an outstanding regular season quarterback. Into the playoffs, turns into reading rainbow. Can't read defenses.
You just get Eli back. Go ahead, David.
I mean, compared to Daniel Jones, yeah, I would take it. Eli sucked too.
Yeah, I'll leave that alone. Which rookie QB will have the most successful career? Career.
Go ahead.
Caleb Williams. I'm sure that's
Yeah, that is number one. 34 votes.
He has been anointed. I only hope he lives up to the expectation.
No, you don't, because it'll make the Lions season a nightmare. What's the matter with you?
Which means he is hoping that he has a great career.
No, it would make the division games fun.
Oh, yes. That's right. Fun. Fun if this guy turns into a Hall of Famer and I got to deal with Brett Favre 2.0.
All I hear is about Caleb this and Caleb that, and it's like, God, did you see this throw? And blah,
he's the number
blah,
one pick, and he's viewed as a generational talent. Who else you supposed
and
to hear about?
And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, it's a preseason game.
Well, Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy finish out the top three on that one, and then they voted on the top three current quarterbacks.
Mahomes.
Yep.
Lamar.
Yep.
And
Hurts?
No.
No. No.
If you say Brock Purdy, I'm leaving.
No, it's Joe Burrow.
I agree completely.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is a gentleman.
For Purdy.
He's not good, Rico.
He is good.
Whatever. You could start Kenny and win nine games at the Niners.
That's you really true. Think Brock Purdy's good?
He's good. Did you hear me say the other G word?
Kenny and a T-shirt.
He's good. I did not say great. He is good. He's good. He is. He's an NFL quarterback. He's good.
Put him behind a Steelers offensive line and see how good he is.
That's right.
With our one receiver we have, see how good he is. No running game. See how good he is.
So tired of Brock Purdy. But see, here's the thing. Here's the funny argument that I hear about that. To slander him, you might as well slander Goff and say the same thing. Take away all his toys, and is he that good?
Okay, that's just not true.
Not what?
Year one with the Lions, look how he played in the back half of the schedule. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Year two, when they were nowhere near as good as they are now, he damn near got him in the playoffs.
I'm saying he's got toys, Mike. So, because the whole knock on Purdy
has he played a day in his life in anything other than an optimal situation? No.
Okay, Mike, because of where he plays, you're faulting this man, but yet and still,
Jared Goff
is like the greatest thing ever, and it's like they're the same person.
I don't like the farmer bit. Don't like it. Brock Purdy's back on the farm in his bye week. I hate that.
Let's list the things that Mike likes.
And that is in
what
football
on
today.
Earth? Shocking.